Test 63, Section 3, Question 17. And here we're looking for a strength in plus, what will make the argument perfect. And it says, traditional classroom education is ineffective because education in such an environment is not truly a social process, and only social processes can develop students' insights. Okay, so that's saying, if it's going to develop student insights, then it has to be a social process. Education, traditional classroom, is not a social process. In the traditional classroom, teacher acts from outside the group and interaction between teachers and students is rigid and artificial. So the teacher's outside the group, rigid and artificial. Now, the thing about this is what we never kind of said is whether or not it's effective or ineffective. Effectiveness is the new thing in the conclusion. So that's what we need to tie in. And so we need something that's going to say that student insights are essential for effective learning or something. So A, development of insight takes place only if genuine education also occurs. That's got the right pieces, but it's got them in the wrong order. If it said that education occurs only if development of insights occurs, that would have been pretty good. Classroom education is effective if the interaction is neither rigid nor artificial. Well, that would tell us when it is effective. We need to show when it's not effective. All social processes involve interaction that is neither rigid nor artificial. Well, that's fine, but it doesn't tell us whether or not it will get to effective teaching. Education is not effective unless it leads to the development of insight. Well, that would say if you don't have a development of insight, it's not effective. That would perfectly complete our argument. It's what we said we were looking for. And then the teacher does not act from outside the group in a non-traditional classroom. We don't really care about non-traditional. And so therefore, D would be our best response.